Hey everyone, hope you are doing well today. So recently I went out and I wanted to go change my car, and I had a 2015 Nissan Versa SR hatchback, the Nissan Versa Note model, and it was a commuter car. The reason why I had it is I used to drive 40 kilometers one way a day to go to work. And that was the best for gas prices here in Vancouver. And that's something that I used, and it was convenient to go around the city. It's a small car. And little over a year, pandemic happened. A lot of people started working from home. I was one of them. And then during this time, I also switched my job. So now I don't have to go to work at all. I can work from anywhere I want, pretty much work from home. And I wanted to get rid of that car and get something that was more activity-friendly car. So I wanted to get into an SUV or truck, something that's more off-road capable, that I can take my kids camping and we can go to these trails and stuff, more socially distanced activities that we can do. So I was in the market for a truck, right? I've always loved F-150s. And I wanted to get a Ford F-150. So a little over 4 months ago, I basically wanted to get a truck. I went to one of the biggest dealerships here in Lower Mainland that deals with Ford and other Lincoln trucks and stuff like that. And the biggest one there is Dams, Lincoln, and Ford here in Langley. And I went to check out the trucks, and there was one used F-150 truck available, and I was really baffled. I was like, why is there only one truck available in this full lot? There were some new trucks, but not as many either. So I asked the dealer, and he basically said there are two reasons why. First of all, the supply is short on these trucks. You must be hearing that, trucks, especially F-150, has the semiconductor shortage. But at that time, that wasn't the issue. The issue was the factories had shut down and the manufacturing had stopped. So that has caused a delay. And then the second reason why used trucks, F-150s, weren't available here, especially in Canada, is because F-150s have a huge demand down south in the United States. And they were basically exporting them to US. And the reason for that is, if a used truck over here is $45,000 Canadian, you might be getting $46,000-$47,000 USD in the US. So not only they pay you more for the truck, the conversion rate from Canadian dollars to US dollars gives you more money in your pocket. So a lot of dealers were just getting these trucks and they were just getting shipped down. And that started with trucks. So I just waited. I didn't end up getting the truck. I thought, I'm not in a rush, so I will just keep my hatchback and look later. So about a month ago, I finally got the truck that I wanted. I went to the dealership. There was literally four trucks available. They had traded in probably like a day or two ago. And the only reason they were available is because people traded in for their 2021 F-150s. So that's why they were on the lot. And I basically test drove a truck. I liked it and I bought it. And by that time, if going to the dealership is like a full day thing, right? Like you test drive it, you negotiate, you go back and forth, financing or whatever you want to go for, insurance. By the time you get it, you are full day into the purchase or, the whole experience. So by the time I bought my truck, the other four trucks were sold as well. So they were gone. So I asked the dealer, I was like, what is the reason why these trucks are available right now? And the only difference is that dealer has decided to keep some of the inventory, especially for the trucks here in Canada, rather than shipping them out, so that people can come in, look at the trucks, and have some options available to buy the cars and buy the trucks. Because once you buy a truck or a car from a dealership, and if your experience is good, high chances are that you're going to go back to that dealership to get another car or change your car in the future. So that was one of the reasons why I was able to get my truck. Now, I bought my truck at a decent price before the prices were starting to go crazy. It was still expensive compared to how the inventory has been in the past few years, where you had a lot of options, you could negotiate, prices weren't that crazy. But this one, this truck, brand new, list price was $62,500 with all the options available. They selected with the off-road package and everything. And this was bought 20 in 2018. It was bought for $62,500 brand new, and I paid $44,500 for it. So after 2 years, 2.5 years. So to me, it's a really good price compared to how the market is right now. And I was happy with it to see what's in the market. And since then, just like property, stocks, investments, I just constantly look at the market and see what's going on. And that's because it interests me. These are the kind of things that I like. So I'm always looking out. Even if I have a truck, I look out to see, how was my purchase? Where's the market going and stuff. And it's been, I think, 2 months now that I've had that truck, or 3 months, I think. And in this time, I have not found a truck with the same trim level, model, with the kilometers that I wanted on it for that price point. I've seen lower trims going for a higher price, 48, 49,000, with lower trim levels, higher kilometers, but I've not found it. So since then, the market has just been going crazy. Now, I bought that truck, and now it was time to sell that hatchback. So I listed the hatchback, and within the first 6 hours, I would say, or 4 hours, and this was listed on Facebook Marketplace and on Craigslist. And within those few hours, I got calls from four dealerships and three private people who wanted to just do a private purchase. And being COVID and all that stuff, you want the convenience. Usually, when people want to buy your car, they come in, they test drive it, and then negotiate back and forth, and deal might not go through, and then they would just then you go on to the next person to see if they want to get it. But in this case, dealer just asked for the VIN number, asked for some pictures. I sent that to them, and I had listed this car for $8,500, and three dealers offered me between $7,000 to $7,500, right? So I was really shocked to see that price point, that they've only knocked off about $1,000 from my asking price. I have listed it for $8,500. I was ready to get rid of it for $8,000 because I was like, some negotiation is going to happen, and the car will be sold. Now, this same car that I wanted to sell, that I was selling this year, the same car I was planning on selling last year because I wasn't driving it. It was just sitting in the garage. I had a project truck that I was using for off-roading and taking the kids to all the back roads and stuff like that. And the same car at that time, people were offering me $5,500, $6,000, $6,500, really lowballing me. And these were private sellers who wanted to get it for themselves, right? And they're like, you know how the market is and everything like that. But I wasn't in a rush. I didn't want to sell it at that price, so I just kept it. This time, dealer offering me $7,500 cash. Come in and take your car. We'll take your car and give us. We'll give you a check. They don't even want us to buy a car from them, right? They don't care. They're like, you don't want to buy a car? That's fine. Usually, dealers invite you to buy your car so then you can buy a car from them, right? It's a trade-in. But they don't even want your trade-in. They just want to buy the car. So I was like, okay, sounds too good to be true, but I'll put that in my back pocket. I had a couple of people who called, negotiated, and going back and forth, and the price was pretty much landing to the same thing that a dealer was offering me without even looking at the car, just by looking at the VIN number, check the history of the car, and the condition of the car that the picture shows. So knowing that it's COVID and all that stuff, I didn't want to go back and forth. I pretty much told the dealer, I'm coming up and this is the price I finalized, $7,500. And I went to the dealer, they checked that car out. There were a few scratches. You know, they were like, oh, you know, we will give you a couple hundred dollars less. We went back and forth, but they ended up giving me $7,500. And actually, they ended up giving me $7,400. And then I asked them, I was like, you know, I'll have to drive all the way back or take a cab. So they also paid for my Uber as well. So Uber was on them as well. So they took care of me. But if this was a time a year ago or over the a long before that, dealers wouldn't even care about your car the way they are right now. You know, they would just pretty much say, yeah, you know, lowball you on that, give you more if you want to do a trade-in and stuff like that. But your car has no worth when you're actually going to trade in, right? When that's how it's been treated. But now it's just crazy. So I asked the dealer, I was like, so why is the price going up like crazy? Why are we seeing this? And why are dealer offering such a competitive price? And he said there are a few things. First of all, dealerships not only rely on new cars, but they also rely on used inventory. So they need to cycle through cars to get that inventory in and out to make that money to pay high rents and salaries and commissions and all that kind of stuff, and you know, get people into the dealership so they have inventory to show. And right now, dealerships have no inventory. Used cars, people who have used cars, they're keeping it, they don't want to upgrade. New cars, the inventory is short. A lot of new cars are not coming in because of COVID, factories getting shut down, and all the restrictions in place. So, because of all of that, it's supply and demand thing that you are seeing used cars not getting not being brought into the dealership, and then you're not seeing new cars coming into the dealership so that people can buy it. Now, cars that are available, people are paying a premium on it. A lot of people are going direct to consumer. A lot of people are just buying cars cash. They're going for used cars that are in their price point, dealing with people directly and buying those cars right now. So that is creating a shortage as well. And the third reason, especially in Canada, why there's a shortage for used cars is a lot of people, a lot of dealerships are getting consignments from the States to send them 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 cars, used cars, down to the States. So they're getting these big consignments to buy the cars and sell it to them in the States because, you know, United States. It's a bigger populated country. You know, it's highly populated compared to Canada. More demand. US dollar is stronger than Canadian dollars, so it just makes it more competitive. So a lot of cars are going from the Canadian border down to the States. People are buying cars directly from each other. New cars aren't coming in, so everything is just skyrocketing. And this is the reason why you're seeing premiums on used cars and non-availability on new cars. So I thought I'd come here, share this with you. Let me know if you find this information useful. What is going to happen in the near future? I think it's going to be like this for another 6 to 8 months before things start opening up. You know, Canada is going to open up once 70% of the people have been vaccinated. Same goes for US. We are starting to see things get normalized. Before, people were freaking out, you know, wiping their hands all the way up to the elbows before getting in and out, spraying themselves. And there was a lot of, like, you know, people freaking out. But we have started to learn and live with this virus and how we can go in and out. People are going grocery shopping. Before, we were spraying and Lysoling your fruits and apples that you would get from the grocery store. Now, you know, things are getting better. They're not perfect yet, but they are getting better. So as that happens, as things normalize, the prices will stabilize. As your new inventory starts to come in, your used market will stabilize. Because really, cars shouldn't be appreciating in value. If the cars are appreciating in value, that means your currency is devaluing, which is not really happening in this case. Hope you find this video useful. And wherever you're listening or watching, please subscribe, like, share, comment, and let me know if you like this video. And I will see you in the next one. Peace.